At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
No.
That's
right. It is Ephraim Salaam, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection. Fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM 83, however you may be listening. And before we get started, a round of applause for my man Ephraim Salaam. I mean, look, Ephraim, and I'm just keeping it real. Most dudes that step into the arena,
God, here we go,
they can't last 2 days straight, let alone three. You are here for the third straight night, back-to-back beatdowns, but you kept coming. You, my man, a hand up for my man Ephraim Salaam. It's awesome, brother. I'm glad you're here. I was worried. I was worried that you might not show after I told you that the Boston Celtics were going to roll last night, and you said, nah, I'm with playoff Jimmy. Forget your boy Jason Tatum. But lo and behold, you here. I'm proud of you, bro.
Yeah, I don't have a dog in the fight, okay? We know this already.
We know this already. I don't have a dog in the fight. Okay? So just know that it's, you know, it is what it is. Are they going to win the series, though?
Well,
We're
going to get into that later because there is much to talk about. So we'll save that for later. Let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew. Super producer Rob G is in full effect.
Is that better?
USC Chris is on the ones and the twos for the DJ Alex Tight Shirt. And on the updates, I believe it's our man Steve DeSager. Yes. All right. So let's talk some football because there was big news today. Before we get into this NBA stuff, Ephraim.
Before we start, I say something?
Yes. Just make it quick.
Why it's got to be like that?
Because I want to get into this football stuff. I want to get into this football stuff.
Just wait. Just hold on. Okay? I'm a guest here. Don't try to run me off the show.
Oh, here we go.
Let me just say this.
You coming into my house, throwing your feet up
with my
coffee table.
My shoes on. You know black people don't do that.
Shoot.
Anyway, listen.
Well, the plastic's on there, so.
I want to give a shout out to the Little League team that I coach, Sherman Oaks Little League, the Nationals. We had a playoff game. Their game started at 5:15. I'm one of the coaches. Their game started at 5:15 yesterday. Where was I at 5:15? Right?
You were here.
Right here with you. Right?
Okay.
So
okay.
You can broadcast the game. So I was watching the game. We were getting annihilated. It was the third inning.
Your baseball team.
Yes. It was the third inning, and it was 10-0. We had one more inning to score a run.
Because of the mercy rule.
Or they would have gave us the mercy rule. We end up scoring 3 runs, which was great. Pitcher came out, shut them out. They didn't score anymore. That next inning, we scored 7 runs, tied it up.
Wow.
When we were getting off the air, we had just tied the game up, and then we got out, so they were up. I got in my car, broke all the laws on the road to get to the Sherman Oaks Little League. As I ran onto the field, right, we were getting ready to hit.
Okay.
We were getting ready to hit. We had stopped them. We were getting ready to hit.
So is this extra innings or?
This was not yet. This was extra innings. Now we're in the 6th, so it's extra now.
Okay.
We scored 12 runs.
What?
12 runs in the 6th inning. The score is 22-10. We burned our pitcher, meaning any kid at that age can't throw more than 77 pitches.
In a week. Oh,
right?
They got pitch counts. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we used 2 pitchers that game. They both were burned. We're on our 4th emergency pitcher. The coach looks at me and was like, we're going to put Elijah in. Elijah is my son.
Mm.
Elijah can pitch, but he doesn't practice pitching. That's not what
he
does.
He's not a pitcher, right.
I looked at my son. I said, hey, man. He said, Dad, I'm so nervous. I said, baby, just be you. He goes out there. Strikes out the first batter, walks the second. So now we're like, okay, they still got to score at 12 runs.
Right.
The next 2 batters, KK, ball game, blouses.
My man, okay.
So I want to give a shout out.
Elijah, yes.
I want to give a shout out to the AAA Nationals, Coach K, Coach Allen, who filled in for me. I broke down in tears. I was so emotional. I had to walk away. I didn't want the kids to see me sobbing like a baby. Okay?
That's great, I
want to give a shout out to them,
great.
Man.
That is great. Yes, a well-deserved shout out. Now, what's the ages? How old are they?
It's 9U.
So 9 years old. Okay, 9 and under. Okay.
Yep. Nine,
that's
nine.
Great, man. Now that look, and I love you coaching your kids. My dad coached me.
Basketball, football. Basketball, baseball. We don't do football. Basketball, baseball.
So
I'm
your sons
in.
Don't play football?
No.
Wow.
Can't
okay. But that's great, man. I'm glad. That's an awesome memory.
So thank you for giving me the beginning of the show to get that off my chest, man. I needed to give those guys some love because they deserved it, man. Here we go. One more game. We in the championship, so we're going to make it happen.
Okay. All right. Let's do it. All right. Well, let's get to this NFL. Since your sons don't play football, let's talk some football.
Let's talk about it then. Why not?
As you know, every follower of the NFL today knows – that DeAndre Hopkins, the all-pro wide receiver, was released today by the Arizona Cardinals. The question now is, where will he go? He's a free agent, okay? Mm-hmm. And he has said last week on the I Am Athlete podcast, here's what he said.
You just brought up quarterbacks. What are some of the quarterbacks out there? If you had a list, dope quarterbacks that I would love to throw me the ball the second part of my career.
I would have to say one of my favorite quarterbacks that I've been watching since he came in the league is Josh Allen. He reminds me of an old school or of a new school Andrew Luck. I love Josh Allen. Jalen Hurts, Houston kid, your dog, Jalen. Number three, Patrick Mahomes, obviously. Number four, I'm going to have to go with, I got to go with the underdog, man. The people, not a lot of people respect this guy, but, you know, as a throwing quarterback, Lamar Jackson, obviously. Number five, man, because there's some good quarterbacks out there that's young and good. I'm going to have to go with, my dude in San Diego. Well, the Chargers.
Herbert.
I'm gonna have to
Justin Herbert.
Man.
Justin Herbert.
All right. I'm gonna go through a few of these.
Okay.
I'm gonna pull out like where I'd like to see him go. Okay. Take Jalen Hurts out. Look, they got AJ Brown, Devontae Smith.
They don't need him.
Right. And let's take money out. The Chiefs, they only have like $1 million, I think, and the Bills as well. They don't have much room. Right. They don't. Now, they can, if they want to, you know, they want to move around some salaries, some money, then they could go after him. So we'll keep him in the discussion. The Ravens have about $12 million where they can go get him. So let me start here, though. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes would be phenomenal. But if you're the Chiefs, you kind of may feel like, do you need him? All right, they don't have a number one. Obviously, Travis Kelce's their number one. Mm-hmm. Is Sky Moore going to emerge? Kadarius Toney's great, but can he stay healthy? And they got MVS, Marquez Valdez-Scantling. They lost Mecole Hardman and Juju Smith-Schuster. Mahomes showed you last year, though, I don't really need a number one receiver. I've got Kelce. I can make do with number twos at the receiver position. But if they add Hopkins, I would love to see it just because we'd see fireworks. But I'm Josh Allen. That's interesting. And he was the first guy he said, yeah. If I'm Buffalo, Ephraim, I'm going to get DeAndre Hopkins. Because I think, look, their window is not closed by any stretch because Josh Allen looks like he's going to be a, you know, great quarterback for the long haul. And as long as he is that, their window will be open. But, I mean, Kansas City's not going anywhere. Cincinnati's not going anywhere. We obviously know the Jets have gotten better. Like, Miami, if Tua stays healthy, they're going to be dangerous. If he's already got Stephon Diggs. You give him DeAndre Hopkins, that's what they need. Look, they need to do something. There's a lot of people that feel like, and they kind of missed their chance. The window's still open, but they kind of missed their chance a couple years ago. You go get DeAndre Hopkins, and people change their tune. Then I'm going to say this, and then I'll turn it over to you. I would like to see him go to either Buffalo or Baltimore.
So you're going to take all the teams. You're going to leave me with nothing to talk about.
Well, I'm just opening up.
This is what you did yesterday. Anytime we have a guest,
I drop knowledge. I do leave people speechless.
Anytime you leave people like, dang,
what should I say?
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do what you do to me. I'm going to cut you off after you made your first point.
Go ahead.
You don't get to talk about all of the teams.
I'm going to let you come in. You sitting on the couch. I got the plastic on the couch so you can't make my stuff dirty. And you got your feet up. At least you took your shoes off. You got your feet up. I done sprayed the room with Glade, so we all right. So go ahead.
You canceled out the two that normally people would cancel out. Then you wanted to talk about the last two. I'm like, bro, what are we doing here?
The Ravens are yours. Go ahead.
The Ravens are mine, and I would pick them over Buffalo because look what just transpired. We just heard sound from Lamar Jackson yesterday talking about how in order to get to where he needs to go, he's going to pass the ball more. And, yeah, they got Zay Flowers, a young receiver. They got OBJ. No one really knows what he's going to bring.
And
right?
really stay healthy.
And stay healthy. So to me.
Bateman, same questions, right?
Exactly.
Got to stay healthy.
And they have 12 mil. They have enough to entice him. He wants to play there. He wants to be with Lamar Jackson. So for me, as soon as they cut him today, he would be in Baltimore right now. He would be in Baltimore right now because now if you're serious about having Lamar Jackson take
that
next step as a passer, then you definitely bring somebody in there who is a master at 50-50 balls. Now they now defenses have a serious problem when it comes to throwing the ball down the field and how to defend that with Lamar Jackson and you add DeAndre Hopkins into that mix. That is nuts.
Nah, look, I'm with you, and I agree. And in fact, if I'm Baltimore, I'm moving a little money around so I can give him more.
Of course.
Because he should, and I don't know if he would have an issue. Obviously, everybody loves OBJ, but he should make more money than OBJ. Oh, all right, OBJ is getting $15
million. Of course.
And so I would do that to make him happy, make him feel good. And we said it yesterday when we were talking about Baltimore, Ephraim. For all their really good receivers, they don't have a one.
No, they don't.
Right? Unless Zay Flowers becomes something
we
don't
expect. They may have a possible. They may have a possible.
Right, and Bateman has had injury issues. And again, OBJ, even when he was younger, had injury issues. So I agree with you. I mean, I would love to see him in Buffalo because that would take them to another level, but I'm with you on Baltimore
because
this is what I've wanted to see with Lamar.
Of course.
See him with a great number one.
And I get Buffalo and that division with the Jets and upstart. We're going to see what they are with Aaron Rodgers now. We got if Tua can stay healthy. There's still some questions there. But what we do know with Baltimore is there is no question with the Bengals. There is no questions with the Bengals in that division.
Right.
So if you're competing to snatch that division away from Baltimore, from Cincinnati,
right?
Then you got to do what you got to do to get there. And this move right there would put all the pressure on them. And that's what you want to do. Even before training camp, you want to start putting pressure on teams in your division to try to combat what you're doing in the offseason.
Nah, that's real talk. That's real talk. Let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Where do you want to see DeAndre Hopkins playing next season? Buffalo, Kansas City, Baltimore, Los Angeles with the Chargers? Or Philadelphia or somewhere else? It's your turn to weigh in with Chris and Ephraim, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. It is a funky flashback Friday. USC Chris in the crates. All right, we are live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is a wonderful thing. So bundle and save at Progressive.com, 877-99 on Fox. Where do you want to see DeAndre Hopkins line up next season?
Yeah, let's hear what y'all got to say. Rick in Fort Lauderdale, you on the Odd Couple. What you got?
Good evening, fellas. How you guys doing?
Good,
good
brother.
Man,
how you doing?
How are you?
Good. Ephraim, I'm so glad you've been filling in and being the voice of reason on the show.
Hey,
because,
man,
you know, your partner could be a little crazy. And
Rick is a hater, Ephraim. Just so you know,
hater.
Rick
what
is a
about?
Hater.
Don't, hey, don't call this man a hater.
Bruce are haters out there.
I'm here, Rick. I'm here to level the playing field.
I want to see D-Hop as far away from the AFC as possible. I'm a Dolphin fan, and I definitely don't want to see him in the AFC East. But I don't want to see him in the AFC, period. So let him go to the Eagles. Let them make their Super Bowl run. I don't want to see him in the AFC.
I hear you on that. The AFC is going to be a monster. My gosh.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know.
If he goes to one of the teams we talked about, oh, my gosh.
And that's what he should be wanting to do, because who are the quarterbacks he'd go play with the NFC?
Jalen, but they got two. They already have two.
And they don't have no money over there. Right? Now, he's not going over there, right? So where else would you go in the NFC if you're DeAndre Hopkins? Nowhere.
If Dallas wanted to shift some things around up the money,
that's what you're going to do, though?
If they came with – now, I don't know that they could do it, but if they came with real money, I would look at Dallas.
Yeah. We keep looking at Dallas to make the next step, and we still on the same step. So, with that said, we're going to go to Jax in Kansas City. You on the Odd Couple. What you got?
Hey, what's going on, brother? Bruce Sarr, my good noob. What's happening with you?
What's up, man? How you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm real good. Busy. It's the Noob Centennial Celebration Weekend here. So we got event yesterday, tonight, and the gala tomorrow. So we doing it big. No
doubt.
Okay.
That's dope. Right, I told Ephraim, you know, he's a writer on Bel Air, that he should have made Uncle Phil a noob. That's the only thing he missed on the show. He should have made him a noob.
First of all,
He definitely should have made
There's a legacy there. The Alphas
Steppin' would have been so much better.
That was an Easter egg from the original series, okay? So, boom. Okay.
Was he an Alpha? I didn't know.
Yes.
He was an Alpha
even,
in the original? Okay,
and we
I didn't
even
know
had some of the original brothers in this in the reboot as well.
Okay.
So, that's how we did that.
Hey, the Steppin' just would have been better. But, you know.
we are so proud of Morgan out here, man. I'm so happy for that dude.
Yeah, man. Good dude, man. Love Morgan.
Yeah, man. Good dude, man. Love that. So, you know, I would love to see D-Hop and KC, man, but he's going to have to take the deep, deep discount to come here because this organization just not going to, overly spin like that, you know. But if he wanted to come here, he could definitely probably make a difference in helping them get another ring. So,
You don't want to rest on your laurels if you're the Chiefs.
Right. Just you always got to get better,
I mean, yep. Right? Yeah. So I see that.
And look, and yeah, if he's chasing a championship, then yeah, Kansas City for a discount. But right now, I think he's chasing that bag. So I think that X is Kansas City. And then once again, this is my opinion. I don't know. I'm just saying, if someone's going to offer you upwards of $15, $16 million a year to come play, how do you walk away from that? And it's a suitable high-level quarterback as well. You're not just going to play with, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo or something like that. You know what I mean?
I feel you. I agree.
We got Gary in H-Town. You're on the Odd Couple. What you got?
Yeah, I think the Bills and Ravens are too unrealistic. The Bills, because of the cap space, and the Ravens, there's no way management is doubling down on high-paid receivers, in my opinion. So I would like to see him with the Lions. It's a fun offense. It's a throwing offense. And we've seen Jared Goff at its full potential can be like a fringe elite quarterback. So Lions. And they have tons of cap space.
That's not a bad pick by you. The only problem is I played 1 year in Detroit and I know things are changing, but it's just it's so different than the rest of the NFL. Like for whatever reason. And you just look at the history. Two of the greatest players at their prospective positions retired early to get out. You know what I mean? So there is something there. It's something
and they
had
some decent years. So,
oh, yeah.
Like so far, I agree with you. Things look to be changing. Mm-hmm. But it's not like they haven't done this before.
Right.
Right? It's so not the first time. They've been decent before. And guys still left.
It just, to me, again, if he's going, he wants a surefire quarterback. He wants one of those guys in that top tier, one of those guys that he named. He named him for a reason. There weren't any second-tier guys in that. And especially while he was on the team, he didn't name his quarterback. So how about that? No Kyler Murray on that list.
Right. All right, we got Kerry Kittles.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Ephraim Salaam, and for Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're waiting on our man, Kerry Kittles, to talk some NBA. But we'll open up the lines for a few more calls, if you like, about DeAndre Hopkins and where you'd like to see him play. 877-99 on Fox. Ephraim, I agree with you that if I'm D-Hop, obviously you want to win.
Yes.
But if I've got a team that has an elite quarterback where I know I can be featured, put up numbers, and we're going to be good, then I am putting that, and I'm making the most money. I'm putting that ahead of just going somewhere for less money to win a Super Bowl. Not that you don't want to win, but if you're going to Baltimore, like if you go to Kansas City, you're kind of saying, I'm going to win a ring here. If you go to Baltimore, you still have a chance to win a ring.
Yep.
Any of the teams he listed.
And that's why he listed them. Right? You got to read between the lines. He named off the teams and the guys he wants to play with because those are the guys that give him the best opportunity to get to that next level, and he's taking it. He's picking. So say if he does pick Josh Allen, he believes that him being with Josh Allen is enough to get over Patrick Mahomes, and the Chiefs.
And
he
then believes you get that big payday,
right? So he believes wherever he goes, he's going to be that piece that takes you to beat any other of the other favorites that he chose to go to.
All right, we got our man Curry Kittles, former NBA veteran, now Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Got theme music too. Curry, what is up, man? Good to have you back.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, let's get right to it, man. Do you think the Celtics really have a chance? I don't want to say have a chance because obviously they have a chance. Do you think they're going to make history?
That's a tough prediction to make. But I will say they're on a roll right now. And they're the better team, right? I'm sorry?
And they're the more talented team.
They're definitely the more talented team. If they play the game the right way, there's no reason why they can't win in Miami. I mean, they won in Philadelphia, which is a tough place to go win when the pressure was at its highest. They have the experience to do it, and they have the stars to get it done. And if they win Game 6, you know it's over because, like, you know, Miami can't go up there and win in Game 7. So this is going to be a great game to watch. I'm really excited to see what they can do. But, man, what a turn of events, right? Who would have thought that they would have this opportunity right in front of them to now go on the road and prove themselves?
Watching them play, let's flip the script and let's talk about Miami. What does Miami need to do to close this thing out, put them away, and head on to the championship?
I mean, listen, Jimmy Butler's got to be a superstar for this team. I mean, let's call it, right? Like, he's the one that put the team on his back to get past – the Bucks, right? And he's a superstar. Everything goes through Jimmy Butler. He took care of the Knicks pretty much by himself as well. So Jimmy Butler has to be a superstar in Game 6. I'm talking over 40 points. He's got to be clutch in the fourth quarter. And yet and still, their role players got to make shots. You know, and so Kyle Lowry's got to show up. Bam has got to play really well. I mean, they need everyone on all cylinders because I tell you what, Boston is going there, you know, smelling blood, and it's gonna be a very competitive game.
And Butler, for the record, only 14 points last night. Let's go to the West. Obviously, the Nuggets are awaiting the winner of this series. Nikola Jokic. Were you among those who kind of underrated him, or is he like, this dude is historically great? And talk about, I think he's, Ephraim and I actually think he's the best player in the world. What do you think about that at this point?
I agree. I mean, he's that dominant of a player right now. I mean, really, is this the younger version of Sabonis we didn't get a chance to see? The European player, right?
That's a good comment.
And the do-it-all player, I mean, the triple-doubles, how much attention he draws, the willingness as a passer, and then the scoring touch around the basket, his size, his physicality, he handles the ball. What doesn't he do? He's not a liability defensively. He can mix it up. So, yes, he's the best player in the world, hands down. I didn't expect him to go to this level in the postseason. I thought Denver would have to prove themselves. I said it all along. I was not a fan of Denver. I thought that they couldn't win tough road games. But they proved me wrong this postseason, for sure. And they came together, and Murray has stepped up collectively. Their role players, their bench is their bench with Green and Brown and others. I mean, they are going to be a handful in the finals.
I agree with that. And we're talking about Nikola Jokic and him being the best player in the NBA. What is this saying? We've been asking this all week. What is this saying about the state of the NBA in terms of the last five MVPs are not American-born? The number one pick in the draft is not American-born. What does this say about not only American basketball, but the state of the NBA as a whole?
It shows that Adam Silver business model worked. And Adam Silver and David Stern wanting to grow the game and to make it so that European players and others that weren't American-born players can excel in the NBA. Now we have this style of play that's open and it's free and it's less physical and it's fluid, right? And it suits the European style of play. And now you're seeing these guys come over here and just fit right in and excel, right? Like, look at what Doncic is doing. Look at Luka. You have Jokic. You have Giannis. All these foreign players coming here and taking over the NBA. And now this game has really grown outside the country. And now that marketing genius that these guys have done now have really taken, you know, we're able to see that now play out in real time.
Let me ask you this, because you've mentioned, or Ephraim mentioned, the number one pick. We know that's going to be Victor Wembanyama, yep. Who's from France. 7'5". You've seen the tape, plays on the perimeter, can do everything, really. Now, we've talked with you a lot, Kerry, during the season about the strain that today's game puts on the body, because you cover so much more ground, because, you know, you're defending out to the three-point line, even if you're a center nowadays, versus when you played, it was more centered around the paint. Are you concerned about that with him? It looks like he'll be great if he's healthy, but are you concerned about, you know, him playing so much on the perimeter and, you know, sliding and moving and cutting so much for a big man at his size?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely concerned with that. I think, listen, he's going to have to learn how to play this game in a healthy way to stay injury-free. And it's not easy to do for most players in this game. Bigs in particular, but you have Kevin Durant at 6'11", who plays similarly. Right, and you're seeing the trend now with bigs. These guys are all playing on the perimeter. Yeah. They're all having, you know, developing their perimeter skills, ball handling skills, you know, shooting off the dribble, you know, threes and spin moves. It's a lot of torque on your joints over time. Hopefully he builds up more strength. And I think Pop will take care of him in that regard. And the Spurs organization, you know, listen, they know what they're doing. They'll help this kid figure that part out. He'll gain some enough strength to play like Giannis did, right? Giannis was also a skinny, wiry kid when he came over. This kid will figure it out. But his shooting and how tall he is, you can't get to it. We've never seen anything like it. We've never seen 7'4". We've seen 6'11", and Dirk Nowitzki has 7 feet. But we've never seen 7'4", 7'5", with those perimeter skills, right, at this level.
That's dangerous. Let me ask you, out of the four vacancies, you got the Suns, you got the Bucks, you have Detroit, and you have the 76ers. To you, what is the most attractive job for one of these coaches?
Oh, definitely the Bucks. I mean, they're already a seasoned team. They have their guys in place, their core is together. You have one of the best players, right, Giannis, on that team, who's still engaged, you know, and wants to be there and still build another team. So, yeah, the Bucks opportunity is there for you if you're a coach, right? It's plug and go, right? I mean, they just won a title a couple years ago. They're ready to go. You got Jrue Holiday. You got Middleton. They're ready to go. Brooke Lopez is still really, really good. They have shooting. That's the opportunity, I think, for the next coach to go in and maybe have a chance at winning it all.
All right, Kerry, we won't ask you about the series, although your answer to Game 6 might tell us your answer to Game 7. But who wins tomorrow night in Miami?
Boston.
All right.
Boston. The momentum going, and I don't think Miami has what it takes to shift the momentum. They're going to muck up the game. They're going to muck it up old school, but I still think Boston is primed to make history, and I want to see it.
Wow. All right, that's our man, Kerry Kittles. Great stuff, man.
Appreciate
Have a good
you,
weekend.
All right, you too, guys. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Right now.
All right, Ephraim, when a dude that stepped on somebody's chest on national television says you're being disrespectful, you take notice. That's next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. At the end of your first year, Discover Credit Cards automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you earned is doubled, seriously. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Draymond Green, yeah, he's the one that stepped on Sabonis' chest in the playoffs. Got the audacity to say people are being disrespectful to Miami's undrafted players. Here he is.
Oh, the best part came in a tweet. Yeah, I think it was directed at you, Chris, because you've been on TV a lot in the last 2 weeks saying, well, you know the Heat. They got all these undrafted players. That's why Boston's so much more talented.
Well, first of all, look, I like undrafted players. I was undrafted. So I got no problem with undrafted players.
That is hilarious.
But here's what he said in a tweet, quote, "This undrafted player stuff is mad disrespectful to those guys. Them boys making a living just like everybody else."
Well, look, we're pointing out facts. It's a credit to them because very few undrafted players make it in the league, let alone become actually really productive players who actually might help lead a team to the finals. So it's not disrespectful, but even what I've said, and I think what others have said, is that the Boston Celtics are more talented. Heck, so are the Philadelphia 76ers. Boston's got a plethora of lottery picks. Forget draftees, lottery picks. Top 10 lottery picks. And so, yes, we think they're more talented than Miami's team of largely undrafted players. But it's no disrespect because those boys are balling.
So let me ask you this. Let me play devil's advocate. Who's hungrier?
The undrafted players?
We got two guys on the Celtics who are locked into $300-plus million. It's locked in.
Yep.
So, across the table, you're eating the turkey, throwing the bone across the table. They cleaning what's left of that bone off. That's how they're playing.
Yep.
Like they're fixated on the whole turkey leg, and they're trying to get it, and that is dangerous. That is really dangerous. When it's food on the table, hey, man, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, it's going to be food forever. We not even talking about the shoe deals,
right?
Commercials, any of that.
It's human nature.
It's going to be right? food forever. What I would be afraid of as the dude licking the bone that you threw over there, staring at me in my eyes, right? that's what would bring
waiting
me pause.
You to walk out the building.
I'm like, man, is he staring at what? I gave you the bone, brother. What you look? Right. I mean, what you want me to do?
That's so, true.
We because saw it with Jalen Brunson. We saw it last year.
How is Miami winning this series? Hunger.
Man, starving.
Period. Hunger. And execution is also a part of that hunger. Right?
Van Fleet.
I'm
going
to do whatever
first...
I need to do to stick with this team. Stick in the league.
Van Fleet was the first undrafted player to get a type of contract that he got. That opened the door. Jalen Brunson came next. Look what Austin Reeves is about to do. You see what I'm saying? Like, the time is now. Now that the door is open, now that you're not considered an undrafted guy, and now you're considered a valuable asset.
And Jalen was he was just a second-round pick.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
The hunger there is crazy. And so we're watching that play out live in front of us. These guys have talent, serious talent. You look at the twin. What's his name? For Miami, Caleb. Caleb.
Caleb
right?
Martin.
Caleb Martin. He has a twin brother. They both were in the league on Charlotte, I believe. Together, they went to Utah State, I believe. Right, I know them because they play in the same conference as San Diego State. So they're hungry. They were hungry in college. So you put them in the league and you give them space and an opportunity to show their athleticism and their ability to shoot. Oh, they're eating that all day, and that's a dangerous thing to be sitting at a table and
you
your
know
belly's
what else
full.
It is, and we talked about it yesterday. These undrafted dudes played 4 years in college.
Yep. Grown men.
Grown men understand the game better, execute better, and they are coming in and playing well versus the one and done who's been a superstar since his sophomore year in high school and has millions of followers on Instagram and really hasn't had to work as hard. And they're playing better than them in the NBA in a lot of cases. So, absolutely. It is all respect for the undrafted players. But, yes, Boston's got more talent. I said it. It's true. Keep it locked. It's the Odd Couple. 2 hours left.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.